This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. The broad powers in the EPA's legal authority to regulate emissions from coal-fired power plants got trumped by an injunction from the U.S. Supreme Court this week. It's a setback for the president's plans to enact environmental policy without getting congressional approval. Challenges from 29 states and state agencies, along with corporations and industry groups, will still be considered by an appeals court before the case returns to the Supreme Court. Lee Patterson, reporter with Inside Energy, joins me now. Lee, what does this mean?
Well, hi, John. Thanks for having me. And John, there's really no other way to say it. This decision is a major blow to the Obama administration. I mean, essentially what happened is the Supreme Court has put on hold, in a 5-4 decision, the implementation of the Clean Power Plan, known as the CPP, until all legal challenges to it are resolved. So the rule is not dead, it's just on hold. And this is a little bit of a refresher of what we're talking about. The Clean Power Plan, of course, is the first ever federal rule to limit CO2 emissions from existing power plants. It's a key part of the president's climate change agenda. And the reason that the states involved in this litigation wanted to stay is really the heart is because the rule is forcing some very long-term decisions to be made, especially by utility companies, decisions mostly having to do with shutting down old, inefficient coal-fired power plants and replacing them with natural gas-fired power plants. And these are big, costly infrastructure investments. So the argument is that the states shouldn't have to be doing any of this until they know that there's something to actually comply with. And so the Supreme Court decision is a victory for those states and a really big deal for the Obama administration. You know, just as recently as August, the president referred to the rule as the single most important step America has ever taken in the fight against global climate change.
Well, he took that step to Paris and touted it as the reason why the U.S. would be a leader in the global initiative on climate change. But it got trumped by this passion from, here's an example, Travis Detais from the Wyoming Mining Association.
Well, you know, we're going to continue to mine coal. I mean, that's what we do. And I think with this rule, it shows that, you know, there's a lot of questions surrounding the administration's path in pursuing their climate change agenda, and they remain to be answered. And in the meantime, here in Wyoming, we're gonna continue to mine coal and provide for the nation's electricity.
And of course, Wyoming is a big coal mining state. Is the president wrong in assuming that the EPA's enabling legislation has the broad powers that he thinks it has to regulate the carbon?
Well, I mean, that's really the central question, and that gets at the heart of the Supreme Court's decision yesterday. Those legal challenges to the Clean Power Plan are basically that the federal government, it's overreach, and that the federal government does not have the authority under the Clean Air Act to regulate CO2 emissions from existing power plants. The outcome is very much up in the air. As I said before, the rule is on hold, but it is not dead. And, you know, we'll see how this plays out over the next couple of months. But the really important point to remember here is that despite legal challenges and some very, very strong rhetoric on both sides for and against the Clean Power Plan, most states on a practical level are already working on how to comply by drafting an implementation plan, because what it comes down to is that despite yesterday's decision, states just can't afford not to plan ahead in case the Supreme Court doesn't overturn the rule. And of course, there's that chance.
Lee Patterson is a reporter with Inside Energy. She spoke to us from Wyoming. Thank you so much.
Thank you, John.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.